So this is what the Buddha discovered. He could take an experience, maybe his frustration at not having found a solution, and he could say, what does that frustration look like? Do I have images in my mind that are related to it? Do I have words or auditory thoughts that are related to it? Are there physical sensations in my body? And then maybe he broke it down even further. He could feel a physical sensation. And after a while, he noticed that it actually was a couple of sensations mingling together, maybe a tightness in one part of his chest and an agitation in another part of his body. So he just kept breaking the experience down into smaller and smaller pieces. Now we're starting, we don't have to be quite as advanced as he was when we start with this analysis. So we'll just stick with these three groups, see, hear, and feel. And so rest your attention, just in general, in your body, in your experience, and allow a sensation or an event to arise. And when you notice something arising, just say quietly to yourself, whatever category it is, see, hear, or feel, and watch it for a few moments. And then let go of your attention and let something else come to mind or to your body, and name the category that it goes in and watch it for a moment. And as we become more skilled with making these distinctions, then we can start seeing how the events interact, how they trigger one another, or how they tangle together. And the better we are, the more we work and practice at being able to make these distinctions, the more we're able to untangle those tangles. And when you can see the separate parts, we've got a pile of pink and a pile of blue and a pile of green, and we can divide that pile of green into four separate green events, then we start seeing that each of those individual things we can handle. They're not so overwhelming. We can learn to see things as they are in their constituent parts and keep them separated. And in this way, we're not overwhelmed, we're not driven. We're able to make better decisions and to respond more appropriately. And ultimately, we start seeing where the suffering is arising from. But to start with, we're just learning to distinguish, see, hear, and feel, one at a time. We're learning to untangle the mess that appears to us to be suffering. So now we'll continue with a period of meditation. I'll give you a little guidance here and there. But the basic instructions are quite simple. You allow your concentration or your awareness to rest. Wait for something to draw your attention. When you become aware of any sensory event, sensory event being the only way that we know how to experience the world through our senses. So whenever something arises, put it into a category. Smell and taste you can put into the feel category. If you feel emotion, see if you're aware of which parts of that are see, which are hear, which are feel. If you don't know, that's fine. Especially starting out, it's hard to distinguish, but if you can notice something and you don't really know what it is, just say something. That goes into the something category. And spend a few seconds, 3 or 4 or 5, whatever feels right to you, on each experience that arises. And try and keep to that time so you get into a rhythm. We call this noting. That's the contemporary term for what the Buddha originally taught. And if you use a word with it, see, hear, or feel, we call that labeling. It's possible to note without actually applying a label, but it's good to do it first. It really helps with the distinguishing and the concentration. So inside your head, it might sound something like this. Feel. Feel. See. Feel. There's no agenda. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're not searching out sensory events. Just let your concentration relax. Let your awareness rest. And as things come to your awareness, give them a label, put them in a category. You can open your eyes or keep them shut as you like. Of course, if a sound or anything you're looking at disappears suddenly, you can't watch it for several seconds if it stops. So if that happens, then just relax again and wait for something else to arise. If you find that your mind is wandering a lot, you're finding concentration difficult, then try saying the labels in your mind a little bit louder. Or you can even voice them silently, but move your lips with the word that can help to focus your concentration. If your concentration is good, the label can be very quiet in the back of your mind. Just turn up the volume according to how much help you need staying focused. And if you're alone, you can say the labels out loud. You can see how the concentration skill is important here. Doing something like following your breath strengthens your ability to stick with what you're trying to focus on. But that concentration is a tool to help us see what's really going on. And doing this practice, this noting, in this case, we're noting everything or anything that comes up. We're also strengthening our concentration. So it's the two go together. So keep noting, see, hear, or feel. And just like we did this morning, as often as you find that you're no longer concentrating on see, hear, or feel, just bring your mind back. It's like doing reps at the gym. Every time you bring your mind back, you're strengthening your concentration. Every time you identify, see, hear, or feel, you're strengthening your sensory clarity. And if you can do this without judgment, there's no good or bad, there's just what is. And if you can do this with allowing other distractions to be in the background, you're strengthening your equanimity, the third skill of meditation. The ability to allow experience internally without fighting with it. All three skills take practice and will grow over your meditation life. So every time you find your mind wandering, you can pat yourself on the back because you're strengthening your concentration each time that you notice that you're not concentrating. If you find yourself becoming sleepy, which category does that fall into? What part of sleepiness is seeing? What part is feeling? What part is hearing? Each time you notice something and you spend a few seconds with it, take that time to explore that event, that sensation, or that sound or image. Take those few seconds to get to know it. Is it changing or solid? Characteristics does it have? Not to analyze intellectually, but just to be curious about what that particular event actually is. Keep noting, see, hear, feel. Or if there's nothing to notice, just note rest and enjoy that. See, hear, feel. Moment by moment, you're tracking your experience, untangling the knots. It may seem a little effortful now, but soon it will become second nature. Hmm. You'll be able to look at an emotion and see all the different parts of it. Untangle and be free. If you find yourself lost in a daydream, which parts of those daydreams are see and which parts are heal or are hear? Whatever your experience, you can turn your attention back onto it.